What about this adjective a farmer might use? Say if he expects to get a big crop this year, he'd say, well, he expects a big crop because the soil is very, if it grows a lot of things, the soil is very
nutritive and good. I don't know.
Okay. Or what about any other adjective? Well, the stuff that you put down to, you know,
fertilize?
Yeah.
Fertilizer.
All right. What about an adjective from that word?
His soil is fertile.
Sure. Okay. Have you ever heard any term used to describe land that's good land, that grows a lot of stuff, that's usually low-lying land, that might be covered with water at one time, but after the water clears off, it's used for growing things?
I don't know.
Not sure. What about bottom land? Ever heard of that?
Never.
Okay. Well, what about a piece of land that's usually just has grass growing on it? That's all. Maybe grass or hay, something like
grasslands
that.
Grasslands or pastures.
Okay. Would people around here ever use the word meadow for something like that?
Oh, I think of meadow.
Oh, okay. His name is just...
Her name.
Well, her name.
Jane.
Okay.
That's the first thing I think of. But, you know, a meadow is a pasture.
Mm-hmm. Same
difference, you know.
Okay. A piece of land that's not good for much of anything because it has water standing on it all the time.
Swamp.
Okay. Or do you have any idea what you might call a place along the ocean where you might see grass growing out of it or something like that? It's not exactly the ocean, but it's kind of inland, but it still has a little water on it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you ever use the word marsh to describe anything?
Watery, swampy land.
Swampy land would be something like a marsh.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't use that term, probably?
No,
I wouldn't use it. Say swamp.
Yeah.
Okay. Any idea what, have you ever heard any terms at all that would be used for particularly good soil that would grow just about anything?
No.
Okay. What about particularly poor soil?
No, just refer to it as poor soil. Poor soil.
Say if a man has some land with water on it and he wanted to put that land to cultivation, you'd say he was doing what to it to get the water off?
Irrigating? No, that's to put water in when you're growing things. Draining.
Okay. What about the thing that he digged to take that water off? You'd just call that a
gully, I don't know.
Okay. Maybe would you call that a ditch?
Yeah.
Like a drainage ditch or something like that?
A drainage ditch, but when I think of ditch, I think, you know, what's in your front yard sometimes.
That would be washed out by rain or something like that?
Well, it's what's dug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like you're laying pipe or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned gully just a second ago. What exactly would that be? How would a gully be formed? Would it be by rain or by water flowing along over a period of time or what?
You can dig a gully too, just like you can dig a ditch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about a place that you might come across out in the woods that was cut out by flowing water until it's, say, you know, fairly deep, maybe about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across, something like that?
It's a pond.
Okay. But, well, let's say something that hang out a lot of water in it, maybe just a little bit down to the bottom. But it's mostly just, you know.
It's a hole.
Yeah, right. Okay. What about ravine? Does that mean anything to you?
I've heard it. I'll never use it.
Would it be similar to a gully?
I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that much about, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever they call a ravine.
Okay.
I've just heard the word.
Okay. Well, what would